Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the Dictionary Podcast. It's my podcast, and I am talking to you about some words that start with the word back. We got a ways to go with these words that start with back. And our first word for this episode is backhoe, B-A-C-K-H-O-E. It is a noun from 1928. An excavating machine having a bucket that is attached to a rigid bar hinged to a boom and that is drawn toward the machine in operation. Now we have back house, all one word. It is a noun from 1836, and we just have the 1A definition for the word privy, P-R-I-V-Y. Now we have backing, B-A-C-K-I-N-G. It is a noun from 1793. 1. Something forming a back. 2A. We have the synonyms support and aid, A-I-D. 2B. Endorsement, especially of a warrant by a magistrate. Now we have back judge. It is two words. It is a noun from circa 1966. A football official whose duties include keeping the game's official time and identifying eligible pass receivers. I don't know the rules of all. I don't know all the rules of football or who the refs are and what they all do. It seems like a hard job. Now we have the word backland, all one word. It is a noun from 1681. We have the synonyms backcountry and hinterland. I like that word, hinterland. It is usually used in plural, so backlands. Now we have backlash, all one word. It is a noun from 1815. 1A, a sudden violent backward movement or reaction. 1B, the play between adjacent movable parts, as in a series of gears. Also, the jar caused by this when the parts are put into action. The jar? Why is it called the jar? The jar caused by this when the parts are put into action. Well, now I'm curious to get to the word jar and see what other definitions there are other than just a glass jar that you put stuff in. Now we have number 2. A snarl in that part of a fishing line wound on the reel. Number 3, a strong adverse reaction as to a recent political or social development. Backlasher is a noun. Yes, oftentimes there is a lot of backlash in the political world. Now we have backlight, all one word. It is a noun from circa 1846. Illumination from behind, also the source of such illumination. Backlight is also a transitive verb. We see things that are backlit often with our phones and watches and various pieces of technology, and it's pretty standard these days. It wasn't as standard many years ago, but that's a thing. Now we have backlist, all one word. It is a noun from 1964, a list of books kept in print as distinguished from books newly published. Now we have backlog, all one word. It is the first form. It is a noun from 1684. 1. A large log at the back of a hearth fire. And I guess within big fireplaces, they'll put a big log somewhere in there to make sure that it's going for a while, because you'd use the smaller logs as kindling. Number 2. An accumulation of tasks underperformed or materials not processed. That word went over to the second line, as in a backlog of court cases. Now we have the second form of backlog. It is a verb from 1963, and we have the synonym accumulate as the definition. Now we have back matter, two words. It is a noun from 1947, matter following the main text of a book. Next is back mutation. It is two words. It is a noun from 1939. Mutation of a previously mutated gene to its former condition. Next is back of. Two words. It is a preposition from 1694. We have the synonym behind, as in out back of the barn. So that would be out behind the barn. I think that's not probably used very much anymore. Next, we have the phrase back of beyond, three words from 1816. It means a remote place. Back of beyond, never heard that. Next, we have back off, two words. It is an intransitive verb from 1850. And we have the synonym back down. I'm sure most of us have told somebody to just back off. Next, we have back office, two words with a hyphen. It is an adjective from 1953, of or relating to the inner workings of a business or institution. Synonym is internal, as in the example, back office operations. So yeah, most corporations, businesses, institutions, whatever it is, they have a lot of administrative work that needs to be done. So that is called back office. You know, either the people, probably an HR department, or the people who have to make sure that people get paid, or various things like that. Next, we have back order, two words with a hyphen. It is a transitive verb from 1950, to assign to the status of back order, which is our next phrase, back order, two words, no hyphen. It is a noun from circa 1929. A business order yet to be fulfilled because stock is unavailable. If you do any online ordering, I'm sure you have seen something like this. Item is out of stock, so it is on back order. Next, we have back out, two words. It's an intransitive verb from 1807, to withdraw, especially from a commitment or contest. Next, we have backpack. Something that I have owned basically my entire life, although I've gotten different ones of them. This is the first form. It is a noun from 1914. 1A, a load carried on the back. 1B, a camping pack, as of canvas or nylon, supported by a usually aluminum frame and carried on the back. 1C, we have the synonym knapsack. I'm not sure how that's different from the other definitions, but it's a fun word. Number two, a piece of equipment designed for use while being carried on the back. Now we have the second form of backpack. It is a transitive verb from 1927, to carry food or equipment on the back, especially in hiking. And food or equipment was in parentheses. And there is an intransitive definition, which means to hike with a backpack. Backpacker is a noun. Next, we have backpedal, P-E-D-A-L. It is all one word. It is an intransitive verb from 1901, to retreat or move backward. And I think that could be both either physically or mentally, because you could be having a conversation with somebody and then you think that what you were saying was wrong or some way, or whether you believe it or not. And then you want to backpedal on what you said, and so you try and fix the situation. Next, we have backrest, all one word. It is a noun from 1859, a rest for the back. Next is back room. It is all one word. It is a adjective from 1940, made or operating in an inconspicuous way. Synonym is behind the scenes, which has hyphens, as in backroom deals or a backroom politician. Next, we have backroom again, but this is two separate words. It is a noun from 1592. One, a room situated in the rear. Number two, the meeting place of a directing group that exercises its authority in an inconspicuous and indirect way. And now we have the last word for this episode. It is backsaw, B-A-C-K-S-A-W. It is one word. It is a noun from circa 1876, a saw with a metal rib along its back. I'm curious what that looks like. I'm sure I've seen one, but I'm not sure exactly what that metal rib is or what it's for or what it looks like exactly. So now we have to pick a word of the episode. Oh, so many words that start with back. We shall pick. Let's see. We'll just go ahead and pick backlight as the word of the episode because we live in a time when so many things have backlights, and there's been a lot of studies on whether or not being on your phone right before you go to bed is a good or a bad thing. Is it the phone? Is it the blue light? It is. Is it just the fact that you are getting your brain going again in some way right before you go to bed? I have heard that it's not necessarily the blue light, it's actually what you're doing that makes it hard to sleep or makes you have bad sleep or whatever it is. So I try and be pretty good about not looking at my phone for like maybe the last half hour before I go to bed, but I'm very bad about it. So give it a shot. See if you can avoid looking at your phone or iPad or computer or whatever right before you go to bed. So that is it for this episode. Thank you very, very much for listening. And until next time, this is me reading the dictionary. Goodbye.